Book of Matthew, chapter 24. I just want to get a few verses. 37. Amen. Let's go down to verse 37. But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying, giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and knew not until the flood came and took them all away, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be.
Yes.
Very, very familiar scripture. Bible readers know those verses. If the Lord would help us, amen. I'd like to preach here as it was in the days of Noah.
Oh, amen. Yeah.
As it was in the days of Noah. I visited this thought in the past and kind of felt it on my heart to go along these lines again here tonight. Amen. But this word here, when you get on down there, it says, and they knew not until the flood came. That knew not means they had a strong delusion. Amen.
Right.
And I thought to myself, preachers have preached about the coming of the Lord ever since Paul's day. Paul preached Jesus is about to come.
Yeah.
Amen. And so I know preachers have said this through the ages. Amen. But I believe that if we've ever seen a generation that's in strong delusion, it's the generation that we're amongst today.
Amen.
Yeah, that's right.
Praise God.
That's right.
I read where, and it still fits today, Dr. D. Martin Lloyd-Jones, he was that famous preacher that took over the Westminster Chapel over there after G. Campbell Morgan, and he was a great preacher in England. And upon his deathbed, shortly before he died, this is worth noting here, Dr. D. Martin Lloyd-Jones was interviewed by a leading Christian periodical. He was asked the basis for his magnificent preaching. He was asked, in other words, why have you preached so hard and so great and so passionately through all these years, and you're a world-renowned preacher. Everybody knows who Dr. D. Martin Lloyd-Jones is. Amen. What has been the fuel of the fire behind your preaching?
Yes.
Amen. And he answered these few words, which I thought was very striking. His answer was simply this: flee the wrath that is to come.
Woo.
Amen. But surely, his questionnaire persisted, there must be some other message. There must be some other reason that spurned such preaching through these years. And the great preacher shook his head, amen, once again, and answered, no, simply flee the wrath to come. Amen. That warning did not originate just with Dr. D. Martin Lloyd-Jones, but that was the great John the Baptist came crying in the wilderness.
Yeah.
Some 2,000 years ago, saying,
all right,
flee the wrath to come. Amen. Get ready, the Lord's about to come.
Yeah.
Amen. And we can hear the cry all the way back from the beginning, Brother Chuck, all the way back in Noah's day. Noah gave the same cry.
Yeah.
Get ready, God's about to come back.
Woo.
Amen. God's about to judge this earth. Amen. And it's been the cry down through the ages, but the great question among us is, why will folks not listen to the warning of God? Is such a message valid today? That's what I'll ask you. Amen. Jesus said it is, more than anyone else who ever preached. Amen. Our Lord warned us of desolation that would sweep across this planet.
Right.
Amen. The judgment during the end times. It wasn't a popular message when Jesus preached it, and it's not a popular message today.
Right.
The crowds don't want to hear it.
Yeah.
Amen. The modern day mega churches will not preach it. But the message is not diminished just because the popularity does not demand it. But God still says,
yeah,
flee the wrath to come.
Yeah.
Get ready for the coming of the Lord. Amen. Get ready. Get your sins under the blood, because we might just face him today. Hallelujah. Amen. Jesus stated emphatically that when he caught his church from the earth, when that great catching away happens, that most people
would not be looking for him. Amen. They would be caught by surprise. The rapture would be the last thing that they expected to happen. That's what Jesus said. Amen. Jesus said, just as it was in the days of Noah. Amen. That's how it's going to be at the end day. Amen. Right before the flood, notice the people would not, amen, listen to the words of Noah, but rather they were absorbed by everyday life. Amen. They were so astonished and, amen, so preoccupied by everything around them that they could not hear,
right,
amen, the warning signs of the Lord's judgment to come.
Woo!
There's going to be so much to learn when we get to glory. Can you just imagine? Amen. One of these days, praise God. Amen. You ever had an anticipated vacation? Amen. We've got to the place anymore when we're going to take the girls to the zoo. Amen. We're going to take them anywhere. We try not to tell them. Amen. They'll keep you up all night the night before.
Yeah.
Amen. They'll aggravate you all that day. And they'll talk about it the whole trip there. Man, they just can't wait. And then when we finally get to our destination, they're so wore out they can't enjoy it. Amen. 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 But I tell you, I've anticipated that day,
yeah,
of getting to heaven all of my life. Amen. Hey God, amen. One of these days, heaven won't just be something, but it's going to be reality. Hallelujah. Hey God, but I'd like to lend your mind for just a moment here. Amen. And there's one person in heaven that I'd like to interview. Amen. I want to question one man in length, and this man's name is Noah.
Yeah.
He lived in a time in which this planet was apparently vastly different than it is today. Amen. Oh yes, we do not know exactly what it was like. However, there's enough scientific evidence available to let us know that this earth was a good place. Amen. That was God's verdict. Even after sin entered in the garden, this planet was still blessed with greater abundance, I believe, than it has today.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm one of those that believe in high. I believe there was high technology in the days of Noah.
Yeah.
I believe there was high technology in the first chapters of the book of Genesis. We read how they discovered metal. We read how they had metal. We read how they had music. We read how they had all. It was a great time of technical, amen, technology and advancement in that day. I believe Noah's day was like our day, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be also in the days of the coming of the Lord. Amen. I was talking to Brother Keith today on the phone. We talked a long time. I guess he was sitting there and didn't have nothing else to do. And he talking, I was talking, amen. And we said, oh, have you ever seen such a time, amen, when we got greater advancements today? We've got iPhones, amen. We've got smartphones. We've got computers. We've got, you can type a message and send it halfway around the world in a matter of seconds. We got airplanes that travel hundreds of miles an hour. We've got trains that travel over 100 miles an hour. We got automobiles that drive themselves. We got greater medical technology than we've ever had before. I mean, we're living in the greatest of the greatest of times, but yet we don't have no time. We got less time today than we ever have. Hey, amen. We're too busy to go to God's house. We're too busy to pray. We're too busy to pick up this sacred word and instill it in our hearts. Why? Only thing I can tell you is we're living in Noah's day.
Yeah.
Men and women are drunken on society. Amen. They're engulfed with everything around them.
Come on, come
and Jesus said, as it was, Noah was building that ark. Can you hear the clanging of the hammer? I should have brought a hammer. Amen.
Yeah.
Out there, Brother Tommy. Day in and day out. Oh, Noah building that ark. But it took his lunch break. And it took his break here and there. And I believe when they got him a platform, he's like a Weston. Anything about 2 inches off the ground, Weston wants to stand up on it like a monkey. I believe he stood up on a beam after he got a couple of them set on his lunch break and said, get ready.
Yes.
Flee the wrath to come.
Woo.
God's getting ready to come back. He's going to wipe this place clean. You better get ready.
Yes.
But they wouldn't heed the warning. morning of Noah. And Jesus said, that's where it's going to be in the last days. You go out and preach on the streets. You preach in the churches. You preach on the radio waves. Amen. And tell them, get ready. The Lord's about to come. And nobody heeds. Nobody makes any change. Why? Because we're engulfed in society. We're having too much fun in the world. And we don't have time for God. Amen.
Oh, God. Ah,
yeah. Even after sin entered into the Garden of Eden, amen, we find that this earth was still a wonderful place. Amen. A remarkable scientist, amen, if I'm saying his name right, Alfred Rewinkle wrote, he believes that before the day of the flood, listen to this, there was no deserts, there was no Saharas, there was no barren waste, there was no bleak or sterile hills, no rigors of the Arctic, and no disease breeding into the heat of the tropics. The most enchanting islands in the tropical area of the South Seas today are but an imperfect replica of what the earth was before Noah's day. In other words, it was a perfect place. Thank God, many scientists believe that before that great catastrophe, amen, before that, amen, worldwide horrendous event, that this earth was like a tropical island, amen, the temperatures hardly deviated. Hey, it was a wonderful place to live. I mean, fruit and vines and vegetables just grew plenteous. Hey, it was a wonderful place to live. But what happened? Men got preoccupied. Men forgot their creator. And the Bible said by the book of Genesis, their hearts were evil continually. Oh, that's where we are today. God has blessed and God has helped. And the more God helps and the more God blesses, amen, it makes us corrupt and our hearts are evil continually.
You're right.
Studies of ancient times indicate this and this. This is remarkable to me. And the landmass area of Noah's generation was much greater than ours today. Today, the earth's 197 million square miles. Amen. That's the square surface of the earth. 197 square miles. 197 million square miles, but only 58. Amen. Million square miles of that is land, which is less than one third. And scientists estimate that one half of land is inhabitable. In other words, the rest of it's desert. The rest of it's cold. Amen. That men can't even live on it. But they believe in Noah's day, the whole earth was inhabitable. Amen. Men could live on the square, every square inch of land beneath men's feet.
Right.
Hey, it was a perfect place. God created a perfect earth for a perfect people to live in perfect harmony with a perfect God.
Woo-hoo.
But sin got in the mix of things and destroyed, amen, that plan. But oh, I'd like to tell you today, I don't know about you, but I've got my eyes set on a new earth.
Woo!
I said I got my eyes set on a new land, and that land is called heaven. That land is called Beulah. Great God in heaven, take this whole world, but just give me Jesus. Hey, I got 100 by 100, amen, little lot down there on the west end of Huntington with Tommy. But one of these days, Sister Dottie, I'm trading that 100 by 100 square lot, amen, in for a brand new mansion. Somebody said, don't get your eyes on that. I don't have my eyes on that. Hey, God, I just want to go to heaven. I just want to be where Jesus is. I want to be where harmony is. I want to be somewhere where sin is not. I want to be somewhere where there's no heartache. There's no sin. There's no trouble. There's no murder. There's no strife. There's no crime. Great God, can you imagine that? I said, can you imagine that? Help us, Lord, to get our eyes on you.
Yes, yes, yes. Thank you, Lord.
The irrefutable legacy of fossils indicate that the temperature worldwide did not fluctuate nearly as much as it does today. Nowhere near the extremes from the desert to the Arctic.
All right.
This professor Alfred Wallace said the climate was a mantle A spring-like loveliness that seemed to have prevailed continuously over the whole globe. Hey, God, we got a little taste of spring this last week, Sister Claire. Uh-huh. And I don't know about you, but I love the springtime. Not just because them green blades are about to grow. Hey, amen, but I like the springtime. You know why? Hey, amen, the flowers are, hey, amen, starting to pop up out of the ground.
Yeah.
Hey, God, the bushes and the leaves, Brother Daniel, is starting to get green buds on them. The birds are starting to sing that happy spring song.
Yeah.
Hey, God, I love the springtime. Amen. And they insinuate that's the way the earth was. But the one thing, amen, which was not different from today, the world back then was altogether different. Amen. Before God wiped it out. Hey, but one thing that was not different in Noah's day that is that's the same today is the hearts of men.
Right.
Hey, God. And great God. And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And it repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth. And it grieved him at his heart. How quickly men forget the source of their blessing. It is not our might. It is not by power. But he said, but by my spirit, saith the Lord, I can't live without him.
Woo.
I can't walk Woo. Without him. I can't talk without him. I said, I gotta have the mighty hand of God every
That's
day
it.
Of my life. Living, ain't God, in that vegetable paradise. Ancient men forgot their maker. They were wrapped up in their own doings, and some legitimate and some otherwise. Thank God, and they were so grieved. They grieved the Creator. And God said, I'm sorry that I ever made man.
Yep.
And he knocked on Noah's door. Peter said Noah was a preacher of righteousness.
Righteousness.
And God knocked on Noah's door and said, Noah, build me an ark.
Yeah.
I'm going to destroy this earth. Amen. But before I do, you're going to preach and warn the people. Amen. And Noah preached all of those years.
Yeah.
Amen. There was only one man to whom the anger of God was not directed, and that was by Noah.
Right.
Amen. Genesis 6 and 8, Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. I said Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord.
Yeah.
Hey, he was directed to build and construct that boat, that huge ship of safety that would carry him and all the animals that God directed in there. Amen. To safety. The task that God gave him was it would look like an impossible task. It had never been done before. There was no predecessors before him to fall back on. But Noah was obedient, and Noah listened to the voice of the Lord. And God helped Noah, and God gave an escape to Noah. And I'd like to tell you today, if we had listened to his voice, he'll give the church an escape today.
Yes, yes.
Amen. While engaged in this task, he warned men of the coming catastrophe. He was a preacher of righteousness, and he told men to run and flee the wrath of God.
Woo.
He wouldn't have been a popular preacher today.
No.
Woo.
No.
Hey, God, you know what popular is today? We left today and we went down the interstate. Hey, I guess it's been a long time since I did that. Hey, man, we went by the church down there by the interstate, and I mean, I didn't look like there was a parking hole vacant in that place.
Act out.
Woo! Yeah. Oh, God. I mean, that place was packed. It looked like they it just looked like they didn't have no room to park nobody else. And I told Michelle, I said, wow. Look at that place.
Yeah.
Oh, I wonder when the last time they heard a message like this.
You're right.
I wonder when the last time they heard that God's going to judge this earth.
Come on.
I wonder when the last time they heard that sin will take you to hell.
Yeah.
But righteousness will get you close to God.
Woo.
Hey, I come to tell us, you better get ready. Amen. Anybody would know. Amen. That the signs of the time around us tells us we're in Noah's day.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
I preached some of this some time back. I can't remember. It's been a while, long
holy,
while.
Holy, 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 Lord.
Amen. But Jesus tells us here in the book of Genesis. God decided, amen, that men's hearts were evil continually. He gets down to verse 5, 6 and 5. Amen. And he said that to fashion, amen, that their imagination was evil. That word imagination means to fashion. As a potter, it means men fashioned every form of their imagination towards something evil.
Yep.
Oh God. And the Bible said it grieved God. Amen. And he said, I've got to do something. Listen, amen, what Noah's day was. Noah's day was a day of pornography.
Come on.
I got some things written down here.
Come on, come on.
Noah lived in a, amen, pornographic society. Oh yeah. Lot lived in a perverted society.
Come on.
Jesus said the end times would be just like that.
Right.
Amen. Secular humanism. Gross materialism. Amen. Men prosper in their own efforts. And they don't need a God that can help them. And that's what happened in Noah's day. Hey, look at our day. Think about the fact that we are living in days when the pornography, this is old stats.
Come on.
The pornography industry is a $12 billion industry.
Oh,
in the United States alone, it's a $57 billion industry worldwide. Amen. The porn revenue is larger than the combined revenues of professional football, baseball, basketball. Amen. Combined with the major, amen, news stations of this land, ABC, CBS, and NBC. Amen. You look at the Mega Millions, football, basketball, baseball, ABC, NBC,
right.
CBS brings in every year. The pornography industry brings in more than that.
Oh God.
Great God, I come to tell you, church, we're living in Noah's day.
Yeah.
I said we're living in a day of sin. What about abortion? 1,370,000 babies are murdered in this nation alone of the conscience that it's a woman's rights. But I come to tell us, amen, that's over 3,753 babies murdered a day now in this country. And that number's beginning to grow because wicked men in the court system
right
now say they can take a baby and rip it from a wound, but a day from being birthed or while the birth is happening, and murder that baby. I told you we're living in Noah's day.
Oh,
it's a necessary day. It's a day of sin. And God's a saying, get ready. I'm getting ready to judge this land. I know it's not popular, but God said, get ready. Something's about to happen. Add these horrors. Amen. Horrors to the ungodly perversions of homosexuality and lesbianism.
Come on.
We are living in a day when mere 1% of the population, amen, who are actually homosexual or lesbian, but they want to force the rest, amen, 99% of the population to accept their agenda today. Oh, yeah. But I come to tell us, amen, we're living in Noah's day. We're living in a day where people are sin and high on this world system. They're wrapped up in society and they don't have time for the Creator.
Right, right.
We haven't even touched the topics of alcohol, drug abuse, which is ripping this country from the south to the north and the west to the east. Drug abuse is whipping this country apart,
yes.
Which destroys lives by millions. We haven't mentioned the spiraling, amen, spiraling crime rate where murder, rape, theft, and other crimes impact the lives of millions every day in this country. I think it's easy to say, amen, what Moses said in the book of Genesis, that the wickedness of man is great in the earth, and that every imagination of thoughts in his heart is only evil continually. And God, Jesus mentioned here, amen, that it's a terrible time. I told you just the other day, amen, that back some, what is it, 10, 15 years ago now, that tsunami hit, amen, over there in India, amen, that tsunami wiped that country, amen, almost like Noah's flood did. It destroyed that place. Hundreds and thousands lost their lives. Amen. But I read again this evening, freshening my memory up. They said that they had elephants there on the beaches that was giving tourists ride. And they said those elephants had chains, had their front feet chained and their back feet chained. And but those elephants knew something wasn't right. And they said that those elephants snapped those chains with children on their back and ran for higher ground.
Yeah.
Amen. They were saying, I've got to get out of here.
Yeah.
Hey. And their parents and those workers and some hundred or more ran after those elephants only to find out it saved their life when the tsunami hit. And there was a little girl from England. Her family was there on vacation. She had just studied tsunamis. Amen. In her class, elementary class. Amen. And they saw the water had receded from the beaches hundreds of yards back. Amen. The storm was sucking the water back because it was getting ready to throw it forward. And that girl knew that was a sign of a tsunami. And they began to cry up and down the beaches. Amen. On India's beach. And said, get ready. A tsunami's coming. And over 100 ran for rescue. And that was the only beach there that hundreds were saved and spared because somebody listened to the cry.
Yeah,
I'm done preaching here tonight. Woo! But I cried out to 25 of us tonight. Get ready. A tsunami's coming. Run for higher ground. Ask God for safety. We're living in Noah's day. Sin all around.
So oh, God, Lord God. Yes, yes, Lord, yes.
Oh, help us tonight, Lord. I said we're living in the days of Noah.
Jesus.
I'm done preaching here tonight.
Oh, God. Oh, Lord.
But Noah knew, amen, that the wrath of God was coming.
Yeah.
John the Baptist knew that the wrath of God was coming.
Yeah.
And we know that God's wrath is about to come.
Yeah.
The wrath to come indeed. Oh, Noah, you're crazy. You've lost your mind. Come back out and admit, Noah, that you're just a fanatic. But the decision was rudely cut off by the divine intervention. Amen. Of the holy God. These men were out one day. Give me a few moments and I guess I'll finish this up. Can you imagine, Brother Tommy, while they was mocking Noah, while they were making fun of Noah, all of a sudden raindrops hit them on the head. Lightning began to strike. Oh, amen. And the Bible said for 40 days and nights. Amen. Last night, I guess it was about midnight, I was up there in my room trying to pray and seek the Lord. And I felt that wind hitting the side of the house. I heard the raindrops peppering against my window upstairs. And I looked out and the wind was blowing and sheets of rain were moving. I couldn't imagine something far worse than that. Not for one whole entire day. Not for 2 days. Not for even a week. But for 40 days and nights. Amen. God unleashed the heavens. And the Bible said the fountains of the deep were opened. I never read this before, but I read today. I don't know what commentator said this. Maybe you read it before, Brother Tommy. But one commentator said that the earth shifted 23 degrees on its axis. God set the earth, amen, sideways. And he poured out the waters of the deep. And the deep began to rise. Amen. And the caverns gave up their water. And this earth flooded to the highest peak found on planet earth. 40 days. Amen. These people were crying out, Noah, you're crazy. You're a fanatic. But God shut the door and put Noah and his family in. And immediately the water began to rise. All because Noah listened to the voice of the Lord.
Yes. Praise God.
Oh, God.
Woo.
Oh, God.
I come to tell you tonight, you better listen to that voice.
Yes.
Woo. You better listen to that voice.
Jesus.
Oh, God. You better listen to that voice.
Right.
Amen, girls. God. Listen to that voice.
Yes, Lord.
Josh, listen to that voice.
Come on.
Middle age, listen to that voice.
Yes.
Young, middle age, old, listen to that voice.
Yes.
It might just come today. And if it does, I want to be ready.
Yeah.
The most important thing is to be ready. Oh, God. I know what it's like to give up a lot. Sister Mary talking about being ridiculed and made fun of. Most all of us have been down that path. I know what it's like for them to make fun of me. I know what it's like for them to ridicule me. Hey, God, call me names and call me this. Look at, oh, holier than thou. No, I'm not holier than thou, but I'm afraid. Amen. Great God. Amen. I'm afraid of a mighty God, and I don't want to face his wrath. Oh, I've been made fun of. But I like what an old songwriter said. Call me anything you want to call me. But in a few short days, you'll call me gone.
Woo!
I'm going to be out of here. I'm going to be like Noah. I'm going to be caught up out of this earth's chestnut and flood. God's going to take us away. God's going to rescue the church as it was in the days of Noah. God rescued the church and got them out. Brother Daniel, we're about to see that great catching away, that great getting up day is about to happen any day. It's about to happen any minute. Get ready. I said he's about to come back.
Yes. Yes.
Yes. Holy, holy.
Are you ready?
Come on.
Are you ready?
Thank you, Lord.
Now, you don't think like this, but I tell you, Brother Tommy, I would be willing to give up anything in this world to be ready to meet God.
You're right, brother. Yeah. Come on.
Yeah. Woo! Amen. If my job was keeping me from being saved, I'd get rid of that job.
Oh, yeah.
Come on. Amen. If family members were causing me to be held back, I'd shun them family members. I've done it before.
Yeah.
Hey, come on now. Amen. I tell you, whatever it is in this world that was holding me back, I'd sever those ties. I'd get rid of those hindrances. And I'd get ready to meet, amen, my maker, because he's about to come back for the church. Amen.
Yes. Lord.
Are you ready? I'm done. Are you ready?
Holy, 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 holy.
Hallelujah. I said, are you ready? Woo! Jesus gave us the answer. I wonder one thing, after Noah preached all those years, why no other persons on the ark but his family? Why no other converts? Amen. That was a long ministry. Why didn't the people listen to the word of God? Why didn't they flee to wrath to come? Jesus gave us that answer.
Yes.
There was people too busy, amen, about the natural things of this life to be concerned too much with their eternal values.
You're right.
About that. Yeah.
God, okay.
They was. Why did nobody heed Noah's message, Sister Carol? Because they were too engulfed with today to get worried about tomorrow's eternal. Amen.
Oh God.
Tomorrow's is a long time. Tomorrow's going to last forever. Amen. Eternity is going to last throughout the eons of time. But we're too worried about today.
Lord.
Too worried about now. We're marrying and giving in marriage. What's wrong with that? Nothing. They were eating. They were drinking. They were partying. They were having a good time. They was living life. Amen. What's wrong with those things? There's nothing wrong with using this life. Amen. And enjoy. There's nothing wrong with enjoying life. But the problem is when life gets a hold of us and we enjoy life more than we enjoy God. Amen. We're ending up. Amen. In Noah's day.
That's it.
They were so engulfed with life, they had no time for God.
Yes.
Doesn't that sound familiar?
Yes, it does. Look around you.
Look around. We see a society that is so engulfed with what they want.
It's true.
There's no time for God.
Jesus.
No time for him. We got to run here. We got to run there. We got microwaves. Woo. We got the greatest of stoves and things to cook with and everything. We got everything top of the line, but yet for some reason we don't have time. Yeah. We've lost our time. Oh, we've got automobiles. We've got air conditions. We've got churches with padded seats and air conditions in the summer, heaters in the winter. And I mean, we got nice ways to get here. Like our brother Zach said one time, that old black woman, when they got saved, they had to walk to church, walk a long while. Amen. And she said, now that's been a long years ago. Remember that? Yep. And she said, now, she said, when we go to church, she said, I looked at my husband the other day and said, which car are we taking to church?
Yeah.
Hey, come on now.
Yeah.
God's blessed us now. We didn't used to have no cars.
Yeah.
We didn't used to have no necessities.
You're right.
That those nice things of life. But now God's blessed.
Woo.
Now God's helped.
Yeah.
Don't forget about him. Don't shut him to the side. But put God first.
Thank you, Lord.
Stand with me if you're able in this house.
Thank you, Lord.
They excluded God from their eternal views. There's far too much emphasis placed upon things. One generation after another lulled to sleep by the unessentials, too preoccupied to give any consideration to the absolute essential needs of the spiritual man. Jesus said it would be exactly like that. Give us the signs. Matthew 24. Show us the signs of the day of your coming, Jesus said. Remember how it was back there? Remember how it was in Noah's day, eating, drinking, marrying, giving them marriage, caught up on life? Noah preached and warned them the wrath to come. Noah cried, amen, until the day that the flood came and took them all away, and they knew it not. Their minds were evil continually. Their imagination was called upon to think. Jesus said, just like that, don't you? He said, just what? Lord, show us the signs of the end. Jesus said, but how it was then? That's how it's going to be in the end. That's where we are, church. Let's find a place to pray with God. I know I'm living in the end days. I know we're living in the end times. I got to be ready. I don't want to get caught up. I don't want to get so caught up with everyday life that I lose eternal value. Oh, God.
Ready or not, he's coming again. I'm a stranger.
I don't care what the world thinks or what it's
I've got a
million dollars.
He's not alone.